Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
I plan enough things to where if I bring something up, we should be able to do some time on it and then move on to something else. But like when I volley the ball in the air and like you're supposed to spike it or bump it or volley it to drunk, I volley it in the air on our side and it just falls in the sand.
In my defense, in my defense.
Let's hear your defense, Napes. Let's hear it, buddy.
When you only plan 2/3 of the show, you didn't really plan the entire show. You just did all of the planning for the show that was planned.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined by my co-host Napier live in studio. Thanks for that, Napes. And via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
I couldn't get to the studio this week. Napier made it. I couldn't do it.
That's okay, buddy. But by the wonders of the internet, we can all be together as one.
It's almost like magic. If you like sit down and think about it and ponder, you know, our universe and how we're able to have this conversation, well, you know, halfway across the country. It's pretty amazing.
What does that have to do with a card game?
It's going to be one of those weeks, guys. I got a feeling it's going to be one of those weeks. Do you think it's because Napier wasn't here last week, so like he's got to get like his comedic timing back? You think that's what it is? So I just got a feeling. I got a feeling it's going to be one of those weeks.
But those are my favorite weeks.
The bad weeks?
No, they're just bad for you.
The worst possible weeks are Napier's favorite.
Napier's like, ooh, I love it when the show sucks.
There's
phone number
like
to contact the show, 309-740-1430.
I can't stress enough how this is not the week you should call into the show. We have an action-packed second half with too many callers, so please don't call the show.
We do plan a little bit later to have our draft for the Hollywood Fantasy League, a segment we generally do. This is an important time because we're getting into the summer months when the blockbusters come out. And so we will be joined by some pals to do the draft, defending their title, the Lotus Cast. Matt will be joining us, the Furnacast will be here, and Scrub from Sonic Blasphemy will be replacing the banished, not safe for water coolers.
Finally.
And then whoever comes in last will be banished again. That's the new rule.
Unless it's us.
Unless it's us.
I like that. How long have you been doing this segment?
For a while. We haven't been doing it with other shows. We were competing against each other for a while.
Oh, sure.
I think it's more fun to do it with other shows and
I agree.
Get
I
other
like
people
the,
involved.
I like the addendum to the rules. The banishment is
yeah,
really
if
cool.
If you come in last, you fucking lose. Now, the question is, if we come in last, does who comes in third get booted out?
I would say no.
I think we just pick who we want to kick off at that point.
Who didn't put enough into it?
who didn't give it their all, you think?
Yeah, I mean, if you're phoning it in, I mean, do you have to get last?
Well, everybody's no. phoning it in, really.
Well, Travis sent me a story earlier from Gwyneth Paltrow is going to, what is she doing? She's going to try to survive on a food stamp diet.
The mother of Apple, right? Isn't that her kid's name, Apple?
Her daughter's name is Apple, yes.
Yeah, so the mother of Apple, who seems to like to speak out on topics she knows nothing about, is apparently taking the food stamp challenge, where she has been contacted and asked to live on $29 worth of groceries in a week.
Yeah. And she took a picture of all the things that she purchased. She purchased like a dozen eggs and some limes. And you sent me this story, and I was seeing this huge list of people that were just shitting on Gwyneth Paltrow for, I mean, she has good intentions, guys. I mean, she's trying to raise awareness and say that people who are on food stamps don't make enough money. She's trying to do the right thing. And I know Gwyneth Paltrow does this a lot. And it seems like every time Gwyneth Paltrow like chimes in and says something, trying to stick up for someone who's being mistreated in some way, she feels like the internet just shits on her.
But she can't come off like a more ignorant asshole when she does that, though. You know what I mean? Like, maybe she should do some research before she tries to stick her, you know, well-meaning nose.
She went to the store and bought $29 worth of groceries and took a picture of what she bought with the $29.
She bought $29 worth of bullshit. Who fucking, why would you have $29 to feed your family for the week? What the fuck are you doing with seven limes? You know what I mean? Even if you get them on a good deal, that's like $3-4 of your money, right?
Hey, mama's
are limes
have
expensive?
I like two or three for a dollar, I think, around here. Still.
Look, mama's got to have her margaritas.
She's got to have some garnish for her beverages. But I just imagine like Gwyneth Paltrow sitting. I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow is a very rich woman. I mean, she doesn't need to do any of this. I just imagine like it finally being enough and her saying, you know what? Fuck these people. Every time I try to do something nice, I try to raise awareness for somebody getting fucked. The internet just takes a big shit on me. So you know what? I'm just going to go spend my time doing what rich people do and tell all these fucking poors to go fuck themselves.
Don't you think she could like spend some of that money and assemble a team that knows what they're talking about so she can just use her face to like sell the cause?
But she,
you know,
just
like,
she just wants to advisors. She just wants to take a picture of what she bought at the grocery store with $29.
Well, she should have sent the person who actually does her grocery shopping to the store.
I just can't believe that everybody on the internet is going, "Oh my god, she bought four limes." It's like, "Fuck you." I'll buy fucking limes if I want to buy limes.
The problem is, and I get it. Like, she is trying to do good things, but like she is so far removed from ever having to be at that point. Like, even if she was at one point in that situation, which I'm pretty sure she hasn't been, she has no goddamn clue on how to like get in that mindset.
It kind of ties into what we were talking about last week with the WFOD moms, which I still think we need to make that Twitter account. And just all of us will have the password. I think that Dan from the Furnacast would be great to get involved, because anything we watch on TV, we will find several things to complain about, how it was sexist or ableist or whatever.
Well, and we'll
just complain about everything and we'll try to get things started. And that's going to be what we do.
There was a follow-up to that Batgirl cover outrage. It's not by the same people, and it was a little bit different. It was Spider-Gwen is a new character that's actually gotten pretty popular.
Uh-huh.
And last year, I think we even referenced it recently, it was that Spider-Woman cover where she's got her ass sticking up in the air, and there was a bunch of outrage over that. And Marvel said, fuck you, we're publishing this anyway.
Right, she had a really, really deep ass crack.
Yeah, and so like people were outraged about that, obviously. Well, Frank Cho, who's a very well-respected artist and does an amazing, you know, amazing pictures of ladies. He's really good at the female figure. Well, he parodied that with that Spider-Gwen character. And the designer of this Spider-Gwen character, you know, he didn't create her, he designed her. And he's the current artist of that, went off on a big tirade about how misogynist that was and how he, if he ever saw this, you know, veteran artist Frank Cho in public, he was gonna, you know, he better hope he never saw him. And the internet blew up again.
So it was just a parody for parody's sake.
It's
a news story. It's bound to be parodied.
Of course. And this is funny because just a handful of weeks earlier, the internet was falling at this Frank Cho's feet because his daughter, I can't remember how old she turned, but it was her birthday, and she wanted a picture of Katniss from the Hunger Games. So he did this really detailed picture of Katniss from the Hunger Games for his daughter. And everybody was just talking about what a great father he is and how she was so lucky to have a great dad. And not 3 weeks later, he had done a blank cover sketch and the internet rebelled against him.
We're joined by Drunkard STL on the Twitters, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Drunk.
Hey, I remembered to bring my own soda this week.
Oh, snap.
Oh. Yeah,
Mike, are you out of soda?
Drunk, I don't mind if you drink a soda.
Okay,
I mean, you know, especially since it's only gonna be like two more sodas.
Right.
I got some wine in the fridge.
Well, you made fun of me last week for.
I was just goofing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just jokes, Drunk.
Absolutely.
You know, there's
what the show is. It's just one big joke.
You fucking nailed it.
At the break to this week, we're doing another tribute to a classic Drunk moment. It was a Napier and Drunk duet. It's actually the song that won the Rockin' Comedy Show Fuck a Porn Star contest. So that's a good story for another time, right?
Yeah.
The time we won you a contest.
Seems like we bring it up once a month anyway. So.
Yeah, yeah.
We did win you pussy.
That you refused. But hey, we're not remembering the bad times. We're remembering the good.
Like that time when he refused to have sex with a porn star.
Right.
That we won for him.
That we won
over a series of months.
Or the day I had to work when I was supposed to fuck a Hot Pocket.
But the the internet outrage continues with the Saturday Night Live did a skit this past week about one of the male students who was banging his very attractive female teacher. It was funny. It was basically it's the old joke that, you know, if a young boy is fucking his attractive teacher, then he's, you know, the man, and it just turned into a big thing about, you know, rape isn't funny.
Oh, did
she raped that boy?
Did he have a cast on from all the high fives that he got?
Well, that was the joke. Yeah, and I mean, it's an old joke. It's been told as old as time. But because we live in this world now where everything is outrage, the internet exploded with people saying that they can't believe that Saturday Night Live would joke about such a thing.
Really?
Really,
dude.
Really,
they joked about. The jihadist shit.
ISIS
a couple weeks ago. There's nothing that Saturday Night Live won't touch. I mean, they're not scared.
Well, and they should. They should be pushing envelopes and
absolutely
stuff. If nobody's arguing mad at what Saturday Night Live did, then they're doing a shitty job.
Absolutely.
So,
can I ask you a question, though? Why isn't the internet in constant outrage over every single episode of South Park?
Absolutely, I agree.
Do you think maybe they don't have cable?
Don't get me wrong, I love cable. South Park, but I mean it's the same thing.
I don't know how. I guess maybe they just don't watch it. Maybe Saturday Night Live is mainstream enough that people. But that can't be it either. You're right, Travis. Why is that not like every week? Why?
Because people expect it out of South Park.
But still, I mean, like, there's probably one of their kids that watch it, and you know, one of these angry moms comes in and sees it and,
oh, no,
and
wait,
gets mad about it, right?
South Park did get into some shit when they did an episode about Ike fucking his kindergarten teacher.
That happened?
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Was that the same joke?
Pretty much, yeah.
That, you know, he's the man because...
Well, they made a joke that, you know, it's... You know, the whether they're 14, 15, 16, you know, they're children. They don't understand the consequences. And it was this, you know, older 30-something teacher saying how much she loved Ike and all this other horseshit. But yeah, it was a similar joke.
But I mean, it's not a new joke. It's the same joke over and over again.
Adam Sandler based an entire movie around that with Andy Samberg.
Oh, that's right. That's what that movie was based on.
The whole movie was how he had a kid with his teacher.
And then he was a shitty dad, and yeah. Andy Samberg grew up with a dad that was only like 12 years older than him.
Yeah, and his name was Han Solo. Good old Adam Sandler.
Speaking of TV shows, Drunk.
Yes, sir.
Did you see that they're making a Scream TV show?
I did not.
MTV is going to have a weekly Scream TV show.
So it's going to be on MTV. I'm sure it'll be awesome.
Because shows on MTV are typically pretty good.
Yeah.
And they'll have like commercials about every 10 minutes for Catfish. And
I haven't watched MTV since they stopped playing music videos. So what, 15, 17 years? Something.
22 years ago?
Yeah, you know, about 22 years ago. But can you picture what a Scream TV show would be like?
There's going to be a tie-in with Road Rules or some bullshit, I guarantee you.
And I imagine does it have the same spirit, you think? Or is there going to be like way more bikinis and
do you like scary movies, Jesse Camp?
What spirit did any of the Scream movies had? They were horrible.
The first two Scream movies
were
pretty great.
Okay. See, I mean, like,
yeah.
The thing is like, when you think of Scream movies now, you think of, like, all the bullshit and scary movies and parodies of Scream and everything. But if you just take Scream for what it was, like, at the time. I mean, it's like Matrix. Like, now everybody's already done all their Matrix shit. And so when you look back at the Matrix, you don't look at it as, like, what it was when you first saw the Matrix.
And Scream was so extremely innovative at the time. It was like the first time that they had used like a major meta plot point in a motion picture where they were aware of the traps of horror movies and they're in a horror movie. And as soon as that came out, everybody was doing the same thing. But when it came out, it was pretty amazing.
I don't know how you can maintain a Scream storyline for like seasons upon seasons of a TV show. I mean, is it like
they've done it for 7 movies? I mean,
you have the first season, and then do you have to reveal who the guy is at some point, right? And then what? Just the next season, there's another copycat that picks up and starts doing the same thing.
That's when like the killing on AMC took a shit. Was like the first season was pretty good. And then there was, like, the big red herring reveal, like, oh, this is the guy the whole time. And then as soon as it came back for a second season, they were just said, this kidding. it's not him.
Yeah, we didn't make it through. The first season was great. And it was like, when the first season ended, it was like, wait, that was a shitty ending. And then, like, we watched the first couple episodes of the second season. And we're like, no.
You should revisit, skip the second season entirely and dive into the third season. It's really good.
I'm sorry, I missed
the one on Netflix.
Well, the fourth one, and they only had like 6 episodes on that one, but the third season was actually really, really good. It had Casey Jones in it.
Casey Jones?
Elias Cotillas.
The guy who was Casey Jones in
the original Turtle movie, yeah.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I missed what show we were talking about.
The Killing. It was on AMC.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, like, we just talked about something that probably nobody.
I know at least 2 people that watch that show.
I can tell you guys that I have been diving into Daredevil. I've been enjoying it quite a bit. I'll give you more next week when I get farther.
WB?
No, Daredevil is on Netflix. It's pretty great. You should give it a shot.
So like 10, 12 episodes? Something?
13, I believe. Yeah, yeah. We watched 3.
Hour long, I assume?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, do you want to talk about Nelly getting arrested, Napier?
Yeah, he got arrested on meth charges, which instantly makes him from St. Louis.
So did you hear what the lawyer said?
That it wasn't his?
No, the lawyer said it wasn't meth. It was Molly.
Bullshit.
Who cares? They're both drugs.
Well, yeah, but Molly's a little bit more boutique, isn't it? Like, meth is fucking trailer park. They make it in a fucking, like, barrel.
So you can still make rap songs about how you're on Molly and it's fun. You can't say, I'm a meth head.
Right.
I'm a meth head. Exactly. I'm a meth head. I heard actually that the lawyer was going to blame all of the drug paraphernalia and guns on the honeycomb bee. Yeah, that joke didn't land, did it? He did the.
I guess I understand the reference.
He did the commercial with the bee. Fuck you guys.
That was like 5 fucking years ago.
Yeah. They're still friends. Fuck you guys.
Like, hey,
I tried to purge that.
Must be the honey. Yeah. Must be the honey. It's the worst bullshit. Should never reference that again.
Sorry, guys. So, yeah, I thought that at least get a little chuckle.
Dude, I sat here stone faced last week to something that was way funnier than that.
Yeah. It's not easy. It's not easy, drunk. I thought making a cereal joke would.
Well, yeah, you made me have to like think about that one. So.
Do you really, 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 really want to hurt me?
Exactly. In the chat, if you'd have said the Cheerio Bee instead of the Honeycomb Bee, I might have.
See, I
fucked
it up.
Did you say the honeycomb bee?
I said the honeycomb bee.
That's why everybody looked at you like you're an idiot, because you're like, no, the
okay, guys, let's go back. Let's go back. Let's go back.
Now,
so,
hey, you hear what the lawyer really said? What
did the lawyer say, Travis?
No, you. I can't.
That it was a. You won't. Man, you've thrown up some real stinkers, Travis. Don't act like you're above a shitty joke.
I am not above a shitty joke.
Mike,
the
maybe
only
the
kinds I have.
Maybe the Cheerios bee planted on him and it was a sting.
Knocked it out of the park again. Oh, Napes.
You've shown me up for the last time.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
You son of a bitch. Well, guys,
hey, did you hear who arrested Nelly? It was the Cookie Crisp cop.
Silly bastards.
So,
surprise!
Cookie Crisp.
So, what did you learn, Napier?
I read an article, guys, about how your porn is watching you.
That is really hot. I would like to see that in a porn.
No, like, the last episode of that John Oliver show, and I guess there was another one on last night that I haven't watched, or the week before, he interviewed that, what's that, the Citizen Four guy. I can't think.
Oh, have you seen Citizen Four? That is frightening.
No, well, he explained it in dumb people talk so that I could understand what they were talking about, because, like, when that guy starts talking, like, my eyes just glass over. I have no idea what that guy's saying. And so, like, when he talked to John Oliver, they tried to, like, dumb it down to, like, my level so I know what they're saying. And it's terrifying what they're saying. Is like, if you send anything, like, you know, the government, they say, you know, hey, we're not looking at it, but they can. And, like, they have it. And they were going through all the different levels of government and, like, who has access to, like, pictures of my wiener. If I send a picture of my wiener to you, Napier, just, like, on a whim, I'm just, like, sending a picture of my wiener, like, all the different levels of government that could see my wiener. And, like, they may not see my wiener, but they can see my wiener. And they were talking about, it was a Vice article, I think, that I read about how, you know, the online porn sites and stuff, they all have like records of like your footprint by your IP address, or, like, all the fuck clips you look at.
Yeah.
And I mean, they were saying, like, some of these porn sites, like the YouPorns and the X videos and stuff, I mean, they were throwing out some pretty crazy stats that, like, these sites are, like, more visited than, like, I mean, they was like the 23rd highest viewed site on the internet, and like Gmail was 35th or something. It was crazy shit like that. It was like,
well, Gmail don't have boobies.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, they were saying like these porn websites are some of the biggest websites on the internet. They're huge. Like HuffingtonPost.com is like number 40, and like Xhamster is like number 28 or something.
Once again, no boobies.
But they were saying that it's possible, and they may not store it, but they could just, like, store every fuck clip that you look at. And, I mean, in theory, they could use that information to fuck with you and to come back at you and say, hey man, we're gonna expose what fuck clips you look at. And I mean, like, people like me, I don't give a fuck if you know what fuck clips I look at. I typically look at brunettes. I like it when they get fucked in their butts.
I like redheads.
Yeah, I like redheads too. I do. You know, I like when he's fucking the younger gal, and then like the mom comes in and like teaches her how to do it right. You know what I mean? But I mean, I'm a rare specimen. I believe that there's a lot of people. There's dads. There's people with good jobs, high up in positions that probably don't want people to know what fuck clips they're looking at.
You mean like Japanese vomit porn?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's some people that probably look at some pretty dark shit, and they don't.
Oh, shit porn. There's shit porn too. You can watch shit porn.
And so, like, none of our stuff is actually private. It's all kind of out there, and it can be stored. And we're just kind of going on everybody's word that they're not storing it, but they can. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't look at shit porn, so I don't really care.
But you don't care. Because what do you have to lose? You have nothing to lose.
Well, I like the things that I have.
No, no. If somebody puts on Facebook tomorrow, these are all the fuck clips that Napier looked at, you'll just shrug your shoulders and go about the rest of your day. You don't
care.
No,
some of them could be hot. I mean, there's at least a couple redheads in there. So...
Sonic like Rasmussen in the chat says his sister's a redhead and that you can have her. He's offering you his sister. That is a good guy.
Not if she's ugly.
That's true. All he said was that she was a redhead. He didn't say, you know, how she looked.
She could be a snaggletooth ginger.
Right.
Aren't you married?
Yeah.
Send us pictures of your sister, guy.
Fair enough.
Right. Does the butt hair match the drapes?
But I mean, Travis, does that worry you? Or
no,
are you just
what they were saying when they were talking about it? They were saying it was all a possibility that this is a possible thing. But they actually talked to a couple of the Pornhub, I think, was one of them, and YouPorn, and they said that that's not happening. I said that the servers that they would have to store everybody's information as well as route the clips would be impossible for them to make any kind of money. And I don't know how they're making money anyway, because they're just giving free shit away.
But that's what they say. You're taking the word of pornographers,
no,
Travis.
They were saying that it's more than likely that if that were to happen, it would be a third party. It would be your internet browser. It'd be your Googles and things. Because even if it's secret and you're using like incognito mode, your IP still shows up and they can tag like what the URL browser says. So at some point, like if you the next time you go to YouPorn, it's going to say something about how you're watching a clip. You know, like brunette milf doggy style /pornhub.com. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
They're saying there's more than likely that a third party is going to find it.
And I guess, I mean, like, ultimately, none of us really have anything nefarious going on to worry about. But you got to wonder, like, how much of our weird shit is like, stored in a database somewhere.
Like feet?
Like
all
like,
of it. It's all stored somewhere.
Looks
every
like
bit of it.
Looks like we're having clamoring for a Napier porn blog.
Just like tell everybody what he watched this week.
Either
that or just like post.
Just like, hey, this is the kind of thing
that
I like.
This is dope.
Sexy MILF squirters.
Do you watch chubby girl porn?
Yeah.
You do?
Like the chubby girl porn.
You look up chubby girls?
No, it's just, you know, if I'm there, I'll look at it.
Like, what do you look up? Like, what do you search for?
Chubby girls.
You search chubby?
Yeah, you can search chubby.
You go to like X videos and you search chubby?
Yeah, you got to look for chubby, not big beautiful women. Big beautiful women are like the 300 something pound.
No, dogs. You just like a little meat on the bones.
Yeah, I don't,
you don't
like
a big fat Brad.
No, I don't like them skinny. If I wanted to look at dudes, I'd look at dudes, but I mean the skinny broads with no titties, I mean, they ain't got no titties. What am I there for?
Right.
I'm there for titties. Right. Damn it.
Right. So you don't have much time to get your flat drunk submissions in before it's gone forever.
Forever. Retired.
Forever.
And it's the Napier Greasy Box.
The Napier Greasy Box. The Mike's Black Love Box was sent out a couple weeks ago. So.
How did that turn out, by the way?
I think it turned out okay. You know, there was some stuff in there. I mean, it wasn't empty.
Was it full of feet pics?
I believe. I sent a few, right? Some of your some feet Polaroids pics? And whatnot. So I guess we'll go ahead and take a little break. At the break, we are going to revisit a classic drunk moment from a couple years ago. Napier and Drunk did a duet.
We were cheek to cheek. It was really intimate.
And when we come back, we will draft the Hollywood Fantasy League with some pals. The competition is heating up. Napier, do you have an idea of what you think we should draft? Anything with the Rock in it, right?
No.
That goddamn Rock, he is box office gold.
I'm going to go with...
Is there any Nick Cage movies coming out?
No, where's Nicolas Cage been? He hasn't put out a movie in months.
Maybe his balding has finally got the best of him.
Radio f***ed up beyond all recognition.
Let's say the nerdy kid is like really hot and used to get naked all the time.
It's like snow oh, on burning day.
Yeah, I would have definitely done a horse shuffle there myself.
It was ruined by that huge moth.
That might just be a dark fantasy of mine, passing shit through a hole to each other.
Even when she moves.
Hold on. Now we're in the group. It's kind of a no-brainer. Or, you know, you could pick Reed.
Matt Leroy. Yeah.
God, he was so cute and precocious. In
Jim Chapman.
He gives a hell of a shave.
That's right. Not that I'm into that, but whatever.
Listen every Monday to a new Seven Hells, a Game of Thrones podcast after the airing of a new original episode of a Game of Thrones television series on HBO, available on iTunes and Stitcher.
Is love so fragile and the heart so hollow? Shatter with words. Impossible to follow. You're saying I'm fragile. I try not to be. I search only for something I can't see. I have my own life. I am stronger than you know. Carry this feeling when you walked into my house that you won't be walking out the door. So I carry this feeling when you walked into my house that you won't be walking out the door.
Meh.
Lovers forever, face to face. My city or mountains, stay with me. I need you to love me. I need you today to give me your mother. Take from me my lace.
Meh.
You in the midnight moonlight with your sleepy eyes. Could you ever love a man like me? And you were right when I walked into your house. I knew I'd never want to leave. Sometimes I'm a strong man, sometimes cold and scared, and sometimes I cry. But that time I saw you, I knew with you the light in my nights. Somehow I'd get by. Lovers forever, face to face. My city or mountains, stay with me, stay. I need you to love me.
I need you today.
Give to me your leather.
Take from me my lace.
love is forever. Face to face. My city or mountains, stay with me, stay. I need you to love me. I need you today. Give to me your leather. Take from me my lace.
Sound like a goat.
She sounds like a fucking goat.
No, she doesn't.
Goat-ish. I listened to 10 seconds of that song. It sounded like two goats fucking. You're shitting me that that woman doesn't sound like a goddamn goat.
You're wrong. She's an American treasure.
She is a goat.
You can go fuck yourself.
She sounds like a barnyard whore.
WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. You heard right.
The Wild Abouts.
He's calling it Wild and Strike.
Is he calling it I'll be in rehab in 2 months anyway?
I think they're technically calling it a solo album, but it is it's Scott Weiland and the Wild Abouts. And it sounds very, very Jack White-ish. I mean, not his voice, of course, but like the riff and the music. That sounds like they're trying to do a little White Stripes thing.
Which is like about 15 years too late.
Yeah, even Jack White has abandoned that sound.
Guys, we're back! WFODicks.com. We're joined by everybody. We got Dan from the Furnacast, Scrub from Sonic Blasphemy, and our...
Hi.
Oh, and what's Travis. Up, Travis is here. You know, Drunk's here, Napier's here. And the champion of the Hollywood Fantasy League last time, Matt from the Lotus Cast.
Right. Finally, the champ has come back.
Finally.
So, the way the Hollywood Fantasy League works, basically, we will draft four movies this time. The reason being, I explained it a little bit. I think that... I don't think that whoever gets the first pick, there's any way that they aren't going to take the Avengers. I just... Whoever gets the top pick is going to take the Avengers. And then at that point...
Another reason why Not Safe for Water Cooler should have had a team.
Everybody else is kind of having to make up the difference. And so if we do the snake draft, then the person who picks very first will pick last in the second round and then first again in the third round. So then if we have a fourth round, they will pick last in the fourth round. So it's another round that everyone has a chance to make up the difference.
Just for everybody out there and everybody who's going to be picking, if you get the first round pick, I have an insider tip that this is not going to be Marvel's year. So don't pick it if you're the first round.
Yeah, they really dropped the ball in the Daredevil series.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you been watching that, Matt? The Daredevil series?
It's great. It's fantastic.
It's pretty good, isn't it? I had no expectations for that to be good, and it's pretty... It's good enough that, like, even Laura is interested in watching it. I thought I was going to have to watch it by myself.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like is that costume.
Yeah, and I don't like... the Mighty Ducks guy, either. I think he's overdoing it a little bit.
Gold he's supposed to. That's
he
what that character
perfect
is.
Perfect Foggy.
Yeah.
I think he is a perfect Foggy. I
fucking
that.
Fuck that guy. And you know what? He was that tall when he was a little kid. How come he hasn't grown anymore? He was a really tall little kid, and now
he was
still
the big guy. Mighty Ducks.
He was the big guy, right?
Yeah, he was the big guy.
Okay, so I'm going to.
He hasn't got any bigger.
I'm going to turn on the video, and the reason that I'm going to turn on the video is so that nobody can accuse us of cheating. In this cup, there are four pieces of paper. On the four pieces of paper are the four team names. Drunk,
everybody
will select.
For
really
misdirection.
Like you should pull them out of Drunk's mouth.
I'm down for that, too.
Drunk will select a piece of paper. I'm making sure that they're not all stuck together.
Are Drunk's hands empty? Let's see Drunk's hands.
Drunk, your hands are empty.
Roll up your sleeves.
Okay.
God, he is just a stone-faced motherfucker.
I know. He is. He's a cold-blooded killer. There are four pieces of paper in this drunk. Select who gets the first. Now, make it suspenseful, okay? You never learned how to do this. Make it suspenseful who gets the first pick.
See, I can't see what he's doing.
Choosing first for the wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Finally, he learns this.
May through August fantasy draft is...
the fucking Furnacast.
Oh!
God, gross.
Yeah.
Okay. Selecting second in the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program's Hollywood Fantasy Draft
is
Sonic Blasphemy. We'll select second.
Oh, motherfucker.
Selecting third in the Hollywood Fantasy Draft, the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. So getting the very last pick in the first round will be the Lotus Cast, which will then have the first pick in the second round. So,
really boxed us out of this.
Yeah, I mean, that's the shittiest pick you can get, I think, is the pick that we just got, right? That's not the pick we wanted. Obviously, the pick we wanted was first.
But that didn't happen.
So, now, I think that the second and third pick are probably... Now, this I have our order as the way I see it. Of course, we can debate it, you know, as a group. But I have the list up on the screen here, and nobody's disagreed with me yet. So, I mean,
I gotta look at the list again, because now that we're in third place, like, I think this is my pick, yeah.
The second and third pick, I think, are probably pretty close. The fourth...
I don't know about that.
We'll see.
I just told my wife that I got the first pick.
Yeah.
And not have rolled her eyes any harder, I think.
You should have told her you obviously didn't get first pick of wives.
Doesn't give a fuck, huh?
I could see her respect for me just draining out of her body as much as there still was.
Okay,
why,
so...
Why did you tell her you were taking human centipede?
So, I mean... If you'd like, I can run down the entire list of movies that I have coming out in the next couple of months. I mean, just for our listeners, if they want to know, kind of, I'm going to do this real fast. I'm not going to harp on it. If anyone has any questions, if they'd like for me to explain what something is, I'll do my best. But the movies coming out in May, we have The Avengers 2, Hot Pursuit, which to me looks like a Reese Witherspoon knockoff of The Heat, Mad Max, Pitch Perfect 2, Tomorrowland, Spy, which is another Melissa McCarthy movie, San Andreas, which is The Rock. I mean, that's got to be on our list, right? It's got The Rock in it. Insidious 3, Aloha, Maggie... Guys, Maggie, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and what was the name of that movie? The one that Steve Carell was a gay guy that kept trying to kill himself, and
Little Miss Sunshine.
Little Miss Sunshine, the little girl from that, she's like grown up now and she's kind of hot, and she's Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter, and she becomes a zombie, and he's trying to save her. It looks kind of like one of those movies that I'll definitely watch when it's on DVD. Human Centipede 3, and then in June we have Entourage, B-O-O, Jurassic World, Inside Out, Paper Towns, Ted 2, and Big Game. Then in July we have Terminator 5, Magic Mike 2, Minions, Ant-Man, Pan, Trainwreck, Pixels, Poltergeist, Mission Impossible... Is it 6? Is it Mission Impossible 6 now? What Mission Impossible are we on?
6? 5, I think.
No, I think 5's already been out.
Southpaw, Vacation, and Selfless. And then in August, Fantastic Four, Goosebumps, Straight Outta Compton, Mastermind, Sinister, and Hitman. So, a lot to choose from. Dan, you have the first overall pick. What do you think, buddy?
Avengers 2.
Oh.
I swear I thought he was going to go with
Chris. You are now disqualified for calling it Avengers 2. It is Avengers Age of Ultron. Next pick.
All right, so who has the second pick, Drunk? I've already lost track.
Sonic Blasphemy.
Sonic Blasphemy has the second overall pick.
Ooh, it's a tough one.
It's not a tough one, but okay.
Let's see. I am going to take... I'm going with Minions on this one. I've got kids. I think that one's going to be huge.
Really?
Good call, buddy. Good call. Thank you.
Okay, with the third overall pick. Now there are...
Now I'm conflicted because you know the movie that I'm banking on.
Oh, see? See, you know now I thought for sure that he was going to take the movie I had number two. And I was fine with the one I have number three. But now we have the one I had number two and the one I had number three. I had Minions number four.
Yeah, I like for me, it's a real inner turmoil thing here. Like, that... The third one is, like, they've never lost. they've never done poorly.
See, I almost want to just let Matt pick. And then, we'll pick.
and then pick.
Okay, do you want to do that? Can we do that?
I don't know. I think that's against the rules.
Yeah, that's against the rules.
We concede our pick. It's our pick.
Okay, Matt.
Yep.
If you were me.
Yep.
Would you take Jurassic World or Inside Out as your pick?
No.
You're not going to take either of those?
No, I'm not going to tell you at all which one I would pick.
Okay, Napier, I'm leaving it up to you. Pick from these two movies. Don't pick a different one.
Jurassic Park.
You're going to go with Jurassic World?
Yeah.
Okay, Jurassic World.
Jurassic Park. Sorry, disqualified.
Next pick.
Well, I didn't have the pick. Mike did.
Matt, you have the fourth pick.
Wow. I have to say, these last two picks, I'm completely baffled at. Like, Sonic Blasphemy going with Minions in the first round pick, and then Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks picking Jurassic World as a first, like, with the other movies that are left there, I'm taking Ant-Man.
You're taking Ant-Man?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and now you have the next pick, too.
And now I'm going to take Inside Out.
God damn it!
See, that's rough. Okay,
see,
so...
I don't think Ant-Man Inside Out's going to do that great.
You
it's
don't?
It's a Pixar movie.
It's a Pixar movie.
It's going to fucking kill.
It's a Pixar, but I don't think kids are going to get it.
It's
Scrub.
My daughter saw it.
Has Pixar ever not made $1 billion?
They made a movie about like a redheaded Irish girl who was shooting at her mom who was a bear with arrows, and it made a fucking boatload of money.
Okay, so now here's the tough one, Travis.
Yeah.
My kids hated that movie.
There's three, I'd say, that would be the next ones that would make sense to take.
Mad Max.
You think?
Yeah.
Don't you think there's a big possibility that that's going to fucking bomb? I mean, it's a sequel from a movie that came out in like the 70s, right?
Yes.
I'm basing it all over, and which is probably the wrong thing to do, is basing it on internet reaction.
And it's more than likely going to be rated R.
Yeah, but Deadpool's going to be rated R next year, and that movie's going to fucking kill.
He's got a point.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't leave this up to me. Let's make a group decision because I think
on this Terminator looks like dog shit.
Terrible.
It looks really bad. And Mad Max looks great. But you have to wonder, is it going to bomb?
What is it opening up against? Do you know that?
What is it coming out against?
Yeah.
God, I don't know.
Oh, I guess I should have researched that.
probably should have.
This seems like a conversation that could have taken place earlier.
We were supposed to research this?
Oh, this is intense. This is intense.
Mad Max comes out in May. It comes out May 15th, so a good 15 days after the Avengers. It comes out at the same day as Pitch Perfect 2.
So don't you think that the broads are going to like say, hey, we've got to go see Pitch Perfect 2, and they're going to make their dudes go see Pitch Perfect 2?
No.
All right, I'll let you decide. Mad Max is my pick.
Drunk, you really want us to take Terminator, though, don't you?
My money's going into Terminator, yes.
But that looks so bad, Drunk.
I'm going to see it, and it looks awesome to me.
It's got the Game of Thrones chick on it, I guess, maybe.
Absolutely.
It's
going up against nothing. Look at those movies it was going up against.
It's going up against Magic Mike 2.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's going to make some money. Well,
and then a week later, Minions comes out.
Oh, that's the week later? Yeah, so...
Quit banging on the fucking table.
Sorry. You gave me a pen to write something and you're not making a decision. So.
Okay, Napier. Do we want Mad Max or do we want Terminator, which we know looks like dog shit?
I think Terminator has too much oversaturation. I think people are wanting some Mad Max.
Okay, so we're going to go with Mad Max, which is now Scrub's turn. Scrub...
Let's see. I'm horrible at this. This reminds me of the time I did fantasy football.
God, I hope the Lotus Cast doesn't win again.
They're gonna.
They're already in pretty good shape.
Fuck. Let's see. I'm gonna tell you right now. I probably will be last place.
Well, then we'll kick you out.
It's like English rules football.
Let's see. I'm gonna take Masterminds in August. That one's got a big cast.
Masterminds. That's the one with Zach Galifianakis.
It's got Jim Carrey, Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig. Jason.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Dan Furnacast for two.
I was not expecting that to be a second round pick. Wow.
Me neither. Do I even have that on the list?
Not on this list.
Okay. So that brings it to Dan.
Nope.
Okay, I think for our second round pick, the Furnacast will choose Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland.
Good pick.
That looks like it might be good.
I guarantee you it'll be good.
I don't know if it'll make a lot of money, but I think it will. A lot of good buzz after those first few teaser trailers.
The problem that Tomorrowland might have is the same problem. See, I think Tomorrowland is going to be really, really good. But it might fall into that John Carter, where Disney didn't really promote it properly. That would be.
Is it a Disney movie?
It is.
No.
Almost everything is a Disney movie these days.
Didn't Brad Bird direct that?
Brad Bird.
Yeah, that guy is. Yeah, he's solid.
So Dan really just has to not fuck up, I think.
Yes.
As long as there's not a black hat in here, I think I'll be okay.
So Dan actually...
Or an interview.
Dan actually has the first pick in the third round now, too.
For our third round pick, the Furnacast chooses Mission Impossible 5.
Is it Mission Impossible 5? Do we decide
on
that?
The fourth one was Ghost Protocol.
Yeah, 4 was Ghost Protocol. Yeah.
Okay, so now Scrub... Or no. Who has the next pick?
Yep.
Scrub has the next pick?
Yep.
Yep.
Is it back to me?
Okay, yep. So...
let's see.
I mean, it...
Let's see. I'm torn. I'm torn between Magic Mike and Peter Pan.
Okay, now, Travis. If Scrub doesn't take Terminator, are you comfortable taking Terminator in the third round?
There's another one that I'd rather take, but
okay. We'll talk about it. We'll let Scrub fuck up first.
Okay, right. Here's Scrub's Annie pick.
On that note, I'm going to go with Ted 2.
Ted 2.
Suck it.
That, you know, the premise of that actually looks kind of funny. I'm hoping it's good.
Ted 2 is going to do well.
I don't know that million ways.
Critically is the question.
I just throw a dart and see what sticks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't doubt that it'll make a lot of money, but critically, will it do good?
Popular media.
I would definitely go watch Ted 2.
See, we there was a discussion about taking that movie, and then I said I took A Million Ways to Die in the West, and it fucked me bad.
Right. So you're mad at Seth MacFarlane.
But Ted did very well, I think.
It did. But I'm going by the A Million Ways to Die in the West was his most recent film.
So is this our pick now?
It is.
Okay, now, Travis, you said you had something you'd rather take than Terminator.
That's another thing, and I guess I've seen more positive reaction to that. I've seen a lot of, oh shit, what the fuck am I looking at from both of these movies. I just see all negative about Terminator, and I see a little positive about Fantastic Four.
Okay,
those movies were so bad when they first came
out. And guys, I know
completely different now.
I know that we're dudes and we're picking movies that dudes would like, but that Pitch Perfect was like a really big hit, especially after it came out on video, and that Broad had like the hit single with the
cup
song.
Hey, you don't have to sell me on Pitch Perfect. I watched that movie probably 100 times.
Do you think that maybe we should think about taking that instead of Fantastic Four? I think Fantastic Four is going to be a turd bomb.
We don't have any Marvel movies.
What have we chosen so far?
Right now we have, what do we have so far, Drunk?
Jurassic Park and Mad Max.
All right, do the chick flick.
Do we want Pitch Perfect or do we want Fantastic? Matt.
Pull the trigger.
Will you take Terminator if we take Pitch Perfect or Fantastic Four?
Not going to tell you.
Matt, if you had to pick between Pitch Perfect and Fantastic Four, what would you do?
Yep, not going to tell you.
Matt, I need your advice. I mean, as a winner, I mean, we're friends.
Matt,
but is we are friends.
Tell him the opposite of what you would do.
Pitch Perfect opening against one of our already picks?
Pitch Perfect is up against
Mad Max, right?
Is it up against Mad? It is up against Mad Max. So we'd be picking two movies coming out on the same weekend.
We're gonna win that weekend. Take Pitch Perfect.
I say we're gonna win that weekend by having both the movies that come out that weekend.
Yep.
I don't think that's how that works.
That sounds like a great plan at all.
No, that sounds like a terrible plan, doesn't it, Drunk?
No.
That sounds like a horrible plan.
I think you're wrong.
I think we should take
Pitch Perfect.
Fantastic Four.
Do you think we should take Fantastic Four? What about Terminator, guys?
Fuck Terminator. That movie is awful.
Terminator's gay.
I think Terminator's already been played out. I think that there's been too much saturation of Terminator. I think it's been so long since they've had a Fantastic Four movie, and they might say, oh, well, this might not be shit.
I definitely think you guys should choose Terminator.
Okay, Fantastic Four, is it done by Marvel or done by Sony?
It's not Marvel. It's Fox.
Fox, yeah. Fox.
Terminator. Fuck Fox. No, they will fuck this up. There is no way they will not fuck this up. They will fuck that up. Terminator.
Yeah, but once you do a movie franchise and then you make a TV show and then try to go back to making movies, it always sucks.
Okay, Travis.
But what the fuck do I know?
If I have to pick between the three of them, Terminator would be the last pick.
Drunk, you want Terminator, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Napier wants Terminator.
I don't think Fox will not fuck this up. They fucked up Spider-Man who did they
Sony
fuck up?
Sony fucked up. They
Spider-Man
the X-Men.
Was great.
Oh, yeah, they fucked up X-Men.
They did.
What?
The third X-Men was dog shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the Wolverine Origins movie.
War.
Wolverine Origins was dog shit too.
Oh god, this
all
is
right, we're going
this
on
is
a tangent.
This is going to be the one that ruins us, guys.
We need to make a pick here.
This is going to be the one that ruins us.
Who's got a quarter?
You know, a fair way to do it. There's four of you guys. You each get a pick.
I don't
Come
think
on,
that's fair.
School.
I think we should probably just get rid of all of the ones we've said and go with Pixels.
Really?
No.
Good idea.
No.
I like that.
That movie will make money and it will get shit on so hard.
Okay. Fantastic Four or Pitch Perfect, Napier?
Fantastic Four.
Okay, we're taking Fantastic Four.
I don't want to fight against our own movie.
Okay. Matt, you're up.
All right. Looks like the competition is the Fernicast.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, that's true.
I'm talking shit right now. I'm going third round pick. I'm going Pan.
Pan?
Yep.
Okay. The Lotus Cast takes Pan. That goes back to Dan?
Lotus Cast?
Lotus Cast goes again.
And then my fourth round pick is going to be Trainwreck.
Trainwreck. The Judd Apatow
movie. Damn you.
Movie.
Is that the Amy Schumer movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Right, we're back up.
I didn't know what that was called.
We're back up, guys. We have the same two movies that we were arguing about last time. Terminator, Pitch Perfect. Or do we want to take a stab at Pixels and
Magic
hope that
Mike
the
two.
Metacritic doesn't take a shit on it? We have Paper Towns, which is the same author that did Fault in Our Stars. San Andreas has got The Rock in it.
Insidious 3.
Oh, shut up.
I'll see that.
You don't think the Entourage movie is going to make money?
No, Entourage is going to make no money, right?
No, zero.
Who's going to go see Entourage?
Dumbasses.
Bunch of fucking bros.
Okay. So, I mean, to me, the obvious pick, I think.
Fantastic Four.
We took Fantastic Four last time, Travis.
Oh. Okay, so next pick.
Is either Pitch Perfect or Terminator.
So you want to do the whole same weekend thing? I'd just assume not.
I think you guys should have the exact same conversation.
I think Terminator's been played out. You know what I mean?
but at least I know my $14 is going to Terminator, so we got that.
Guys, I think with the
Let's
fourth
just go
round,
with Magic Mike.
We have to take Terminator in the
Terminator.
Fourth round.
Take the fucking
right?
Terminator. Genesis. Yeah.
Okay, we're
Genesis.
Taking Terminator.
God damn it.
I don't want the Terminator, Travis.
Nobody wants Terminator. That's why it's still available.
No, I want the Terminator, motherfucker.
Drunk wants. This can be Drunk's like farewell gift to us.
Yeah, this is how he's still gonna fuck you after he leaves. Like, you will be motherfucking drunk when Terminator releases.
That'll make for good content.
He's just gonna get a late night voicemail with Mike screaming the word fuck over and over again.
Yep.
Okay, who's up? I'm so bummed. If Pixels makes money, I'm gonna
Sonic
be mad.
Me.
Not just because we should have taken it, but because fuck people for going to see that turd.
Well, Pixels is gonna make a lot of money, but that's gonna end up.
It's gonna be like Transformers.
It's gonna be like Grown Ups.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tons of
who's
people
up?
See it and everybody.
Sonic Blasphemy.
Scrub, you're up.
All right, I am gonna go. Let's see. You guys got to remember, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, so I'm horrible at doing this.
Well, remember that Elizabeth Banks is directing Perfect 2, so it's got the girl factor going for it pretty hard.
No, I never watched the first one, so...
You should. You'd love it.
It was great.
No, yeah. I won't.
That seems like right up your alley, Scrub.
No, it's not. No, I'm going to... Fuck it. I'm taking Mad Max. Fuck you guys.
You can't. No, we already did.
You mean Magic Mike?
Can we steal? Can we steal?
Fuck.
Everybody gets one steal. Okay, go.
I pick Avengers.
No, I take Avengers.
Yes, give me Avengers.
I said it first.
But you can take from everybody at least one time.
Oh, so we're playing white elephant roles.
Yeah, no. So Real Barrel Full of Dicks gets Avengers.
Let's see. Is Magic Mike still available?
Yes.
It is.
Okay, I'll take Magic Mike.
All right.
That's more up alley.
There you go. Big swinging dongers. It has, what's the guy that's on with Kelly Ripa now? With the big gap in his teeth?
Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan.
Yeah, he's hot. He's going to be stripping in it.
Is he?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is.
Yep.
All right, Dan, you got the final pick.
Hey, I got three kids, so I just watched old Disney movies, so I don't even know what the fuck any of this is.
So Dan has the last pick.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he has Pitch Perfect, Pixels, Paper Towns, Spy, San Andreas, Poltergeist, Entourage, Goosebumps, and Vacation. Ed Helms is remaking Vacation, Napier.
That sounds like dog shit.
No, he's Chevy Chase's kid in the movie, and now he's taking his own family on a vacation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd love to see that. Why haven't they made that before?
It's got to be better than Cousin Eddie's Island Vacation.
Oh, Christ. It has to be.
Oh, God. I bet that was an awesome movie.
I thought The Naked Mile was pretty good.
I don't think we should have taken Terminator.
I'm pretty sure that's a different franchise.
Well, it still falls under the heading. All of the National Lampoon's movies take place in it's like a shared cinematic universe, like Marvel.
It's like the MCU.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't think we should have taken Terminator.
No Sorry. Shit. I've Sorry, been saying that for days.
Hey, Mike, you did great. So our final pick, and this is the risky one, but
Dan's going risky.
Yeah. We'd like to have one film that could just totally sink us. But this one actually had a lot of positive buzz. They will come out and watch it. I think a lot of others will come out and watch it.
He said they?
Final pick, straight out of Compton.
Really?
Yes. It's,
did
it's
you gonna, watch the TLC movie? I'm pretty sure it's going to be like that.
Only better.
You know, they don't even mention MC Ren in the trailer.
So do we want to have a bomb round? What's your bomb?
You got to remember, too, that this movie got a lot of publicity because Suge Knight killed a motherfucker by running him over.
That's true, because he wanted to go watch him film.
Yep. And I understand it is kind of dark horse.
Dan.
I don't mean that because the horse.
Oh, you're out of here. It's not this kind of show.
Guys, that was I promised Mandy I would make that joke. She made that joke.
That is not a surprise.
Go ahead and slap her for me.
Oh boy.
It's actually right. a white horse in blackface.
So drunk. Read the teams here.
So we got the Furnacast with the Avengers 2, Tomorrowland, Mission Impossible, and Straight Outta Compton.
I don't see any real chinks in the armor there. I don't really see anything.
Well, okay,
totally.
So I think it's a solid lineup. I don't think Straight Out of Compton's going to do very well. But I will
It'll
say
be a cult classic.
I was shocked that he took Tomorrowland as his second round pick, and I mean it doesn't matter because he had back to back picks in the second and third round.
Yeah.
But I would have gone Mission Impossible over Tomorrowland just because like the last Ghost Protocol did really well.
It made 70-something in the first 2 weeks and had a 70-something Metacritic, which is solid. That's solid.
Because did you see Tom Cruise like legitimately jumping between two fucking buildings?
He's 50
years old. That's badass.
Well, in the trailer for the new one, homie's hanging from an airplane that's taken off.
Yeah. And he's legitimately hanging from
Why is he doing airplane. That stuff? Tell him to stop it.
Because he's batshit insane.
He's a Scientologist. He's got magic.
You call Tom Cruise up. You say, hey, motherfucker, stop doing that shit. You're an elderly man.
You are in AARP.
Fucking Tom Cruise is 20 years older than me and looks better than I did 10 years ago.
Well, you're not Tom Cruise, so.
Who's the next team, Drunk?
Sonic Blasphemy has Minions, Masterminds 2, Ted 2... I'm sorry, Ted 2, Magic Mike 2, and Masterminds is not a 2. Sorry.
Yeah, he's going to lose.
They're all sequels, so they've all done something before. Except for
Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks has Jurassic World, Mad Max, The Fantastic Four, and Terminator 5.
See, now, the thing is, I think that we have the riskiest group.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree.
But
your first round pick being Jurassic World, I think that's a good pick. I don't think it's going to do very well critically. Every movie since the first one has been terrible. I mean, Jurassic Park the sequel.
But this is going to get it back on track.
Dude trains raptors.
Hey, Mike.
What?
There's a show on after us.
What time is it?
20 after 9.
What are you saying?
It's only 18 after.
Just reminding you.
And finally, on the Lotus Cast, we have Ant-Man, Inside Out, Pan, and Trainwreck.
Travis has a show he wants to watch.
No, Better Call Saul is done for the season.
I know.
So do we want to do a round where we think it's going to be the worst movie?
The worst movie based on what?
The least amount of points.
Okay, out of these four movies, we all assign them 100 points, and then you
get the opposite of that. You just get
whatever the movie makes you take movie. Off that 100 points.
You just pick another movie, and you say, hey, this movie's going to be the worst.
What?
Well, if you want it to be the worst, you have to do an honest pick of this is going to be the shittiest. So each movie you pick gets 100 points. And then however much the movie makes, divided by Metacritic, you take off of that 100 points. So the movie that only makes a this one, the, you this, get 99
this
points.
This is complicated. I don't understand what you're talking about.
I think my nose is bleeding.
Yeah,
what did they just say? Did anybody get what they just said?
Well, you
he
pick
said
a movie.
Something different than me. So
you pick a movie.
Well, if we're picking worst movies. I already did it. So
no, if you're gonna pick the worst movie, my first pick would be Terminator Genesis.
I have a
movie has that goddamn bullshit name. Now I don't want it. But I disown that movie.
No, here's the thing, Napier.
It's not just the title. It's also got Jai Courtney.
Because everybody knows who that is.
Terminator Genisys, it's probably going to be bad. But what if it's good?
No, with a name like that, it can only be a shithead. And it's like naming your daughter Crystal or Chastity. She's going to be a whore. This is going to be shit because you named it shit. It doesn't have a chance.
But people are going to go see it, right?
No, it came out of the womb shit.
I mean, I'll go see it. I'm curious.
No, I think more people are going to go see Maggie.
Yeah.
I'd pay money to see Maggie before I paid to see.
I'd rather see Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I have a question for Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks and Sonic Blasphemy. Why was Ant-Man not your first choice?
Overall choice?
Yeah.
I had Ant-Man as a early second round pick. I saw Jurassic World and Avengers. And the two animated movies being the clear-cut first-round picks.
I tried to convince Mike earlier that people would be starving for Marvel movies after they watched The Avengers.
No, I had Ant-Man as the fifth overall pick. If you hadn't taken Ant-Man with your fourth or fifth pick, I absolutely would have jumped on it with the next pick.
I don't support wife beaters.
It's not Scott Lang. I told you, it's Hank Pym.
Nope, Ant-Man did it. Don't care.
It's all in the costume. The costume.
Yep. I don't know how you could doubt Marvel at this point. Like they've.
I don't doubt Marvel. I just didn't think that it was gonna do better than the two animated movies. That the fucking Minion movies. They all make like $1 billion.
Minions is going to fucking destroy the box office. The place is going to fucking collapse.
Get on Facebook right now and try to scroll through your timeline without seeing a Minion.
Exactly. Try going to any store and not see a Minion.
My daughter won't stop bothering me about the Minion movie. She keeps asking, when are we going to see that? When is that out? When are we going to go see the Minion movie?
I bet every one of you fuckers could do a Minion impression right now.
Okay, now I want to have a side bet with Matt about what makes more, what scores better, Minions or Ant-Man.
Oh, you want a side bet? What are we betting?
I don't know. What should the wager be?
I don't know.
I will take my shirt off.
Okay.
Scrub will take his shirt off on which one?
Whoever wins.
You'll just take your shirt off?
He just doesn't give a shit.
Right now,
whatever.
So we all win.
You're not a lady. It's not really going to do much for most folk.
Well,
you haven't seen me without my shirt on.
Guys, I mean, thanks. This was fun.
It was.
I look forward to kicking Scrub out in a couple of months.
I look forward to you kicking me out. Thank you.
And who knows who will be in the next one, right? It'll... I have an idea of who would be on the next one.
Are they calling right now?
Immediately following the show, Beauty and the Beast coming up next. Matt, are you looking forward to taking over in the Hollywood Fantasy League when Scrub loses?
do I get to be after him? That'd be great.
I mean, it's a possibility, or we might just have Chadman back to redeem himself.
It's all right. I don't have a problem being a jobber. I'll be in and out. Whatever. Boom. Wrestling jargon.
Guys, what if Avengers 2 just gets a really, really bad Metacritic score and it just bombs?
Yeah, right?
I don't know if I could deal with
that. It's still going to make $1 billion.
Even if it's fucking terrible, the critics are going to suck its dick so they can get onto the Avengers 3 lot.
Yeah, I mean, there's very little way that that movie doesn't score. I will at least not be last.
Matt, what's coming up on, you know, whatever that thing you do is?
I'm glad you asked. We're going to spend some time talking about Rule 34. Are you guys familiar with Rule 34?
That if there's something that exists, there's porn about it?
Yes. Would you care to give us just something off the top of your head that we can look up on the show?
The Furnicast.
Oh, nipples shitting dicks.
Nipples.
No, my thing.
My Little Pony.
That's not even hard.
Child MasterChef.
Ew.
Ooh. Okay, something that's not going to get me arrested.
Stooges.
Three Stooges porn. Okay.
Alton Brown from the Food Network.
That show about people that make tree houses.
Ooh.
Oh, American What's Pickers.
What's that one where the guy's got the wives? Like, three of them.
Sister Wives.
Sister Wives, that one.
DuckTales.
Okay.
Guaranteed.
Duck Dynasty.
Oh, Duck Dynasty, I bet that's hot.
Darkwing Duck.
There's actually a full-length feature Three Stooges porn.
Ew.
The Jackalope from America's Funniest Home Video.
James and the Giant Peach. Fern Gully.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Singled Out.
Guitar Hero.
Ooh, I watched that.
All right, these are all good. I think we got it covered.
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer.
Yes.
The Book of Mormon.
Oh, there you go.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
So who's going to win the
Michael Brown shooting?
I am.
Michael.
Oh, Dan's Furnicast is going to win.
Hands Up, Don't Shoot, the porn parody.
The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks is going to win this.
Bring back our girls.
And a terrible X-Tube porn video. There's Jackalope porn.
X-2? X-Men United?
X-Tube. X-Tube.
Oh. Face Off.
Face Off.
Facial Off.
I want to take his face.
Off.
Off.
I could eat a peach for hours.
My favorite line from the movie.
Is it that time, Mike?
I guess, yeah.
Okay, my new closer is...
Oh, no, that's my mama, right?
No.
That's my mama, right?
No, it's going to be a different one. Sorry, folks, we're closed. Moose out front should have told you.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Hey, it's Napier. Listen live every Monday at 9, 8 central on RadioFubar.com. Download past episodes at WFODix.com, just in case you didn't get enough of this. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at symbol WFODix. Follow Drunk at symbol DrunkardSTL or Travis at Produce Travis. Get on Facebook.com and then type in WFO Dicks. Email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. We're not going to listen to any of your suggestions, but we will accept praise and or titty pics. And if you're a fan of Mike, just send him feet. I mean, why do you give a shit? It's feet pics.
I like feet.
Yeah, he likes feet. Send him some feet pics. You don't give a shit. Send him some fucking feet pics. Blam!